We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by Chafin Luana, Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. NBC Sports on the call there, and Mike Sullivan and Sidney Crosby. The Penguins go down in L.A. to the worst team in the West last night, 2-1. Now a season worst four-game losing streak.
They don't seem
Chris,
too concerned.
Chris, you have a big takeaway here? What's the Mueller read on this? As a season ticket holder, how are you feeling about Penguins with 20 games left in the season?
I appreciate you showing me the proper deference there with that introduction. Not too worried still. Kind of like them. We think we deserve better. Sullivan, I don't think it's a tactic motivationally. I mean, maybe to some degree it is, but I think he actually believes that they generally played pretty well yesterday. It's going to happen. If this is a four-game losing streak that happens in late October into early November, early in the season, I don't think it gets paid too much mind. But the fact that it's happening as the stretch drive is starting to take shape is making it much more interesting. And the fact that they're only 4 points ahead of Columbus for the final spot in the East. But I don't think they played a bad game last night. I actually stayed up and burnt the midnight oil to watch that game. And I did not sit there and go, wow, this team looks lackluster. There were players who I sort of thought were unimpressive. Jason Zucker is very clearly either a guy, Josh Yoey wrote this in The Athletic, he's a guy who's either going to score goals and be very visible or not do a whole lot when he's not scoring goals. Like, there's not an all-around game there that you love. But that's about it.
We knew that. I mean, we had tons of wild experts and Zucker experts who told us that about him.
Well, now it's coming home to roost, though. You're seeing it with your own eyes is my point. But I don't think they played a bad hockey game, and I still think they're a really good hockey team. And I would fully expect them to win the next two games on this trip.
Yeah, I'm watching that game here last night, and I'm thinking about, I'm don't have the volume on. I'm not watching and taking notes on every single shift. And I'm looking at the reaction on social media to the way they're playing. And I'm thinking, okay, John Marino is turning out to be like their most irreplaceable Penguin, which is wild, which is mind-blowing, because they shipped, what, a fifth-round pick to Edmonton for him?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was just
similar to the early Justin Schultz tenure here, where they shipped a low pick for him as well, and he played really well.
But Marino looks like a stud. Of all the guys that have gone down, it seems like this is the injury that has been the hardest to overcome. They're 4-4-1 now, so they've got a losing record without Marino since he took the puck to the face, to the jaw, and he's out.
I mean, to be fair, they went 4-0-1 to start that little run.
Yes.
So, I don't know. I don't know if I'd directly go that's a correlation.
Well,
if they didn't give up 7 goals yesterday, they played a 2-1 game against a team that loves to play them.
They've given up 16 goals during their 4-game losing streak. I think what's most obvious to me is not that they only scored 1 goal. It's that during this run, they've got Jack Johnson up with Letang. Pedersen's been a disaster with Schultz. And they don't really like Juuso Riikola. And he's almost, by default, their third pairing left shot defense.
Well, the clear thing is that they have Jack Johnson playing too many minutes. And not playing with the guy that he had established some sort of a rapport with, which was Marino.
And it's not permanent. And Jim Rutherford thinks they have 9 NHL caliber defensemen. And I like what they did. Generally speaking, I think they did a good job at the trade deadline. But watching them over the last week, it makes me wonder why Rutherford didn't flip like a late round pick for a stopgap left shot defenseman. LA has one. Hutton played like 20 minutes last night on their second pair. He's perfectly fine. He would be their best. He's better than Johnson. He's better than Pedersen. He would be playing with Letang right now.
I'm assuming that they didn't do it because they're assuming Dumoulin and Marino come back very soon and they're whole as a team. Here's the thing. What this reveals about them more than anything else is that in the playoffs, you assume that there is going to be some injuries. Guys are going to be dinged up. They can't really afford to have their deck get shuffled on defense once they actually get it all back together. Is that a statement you would generally agree with? They are only the kind of serious Stanley Cup contender we envision them to be if they are able to match their three defense pairings the way they want to and not have to go patchwork for any kind of prolonged stretch. That's something I didn't have to say about the 2017 team, which managed without Chris Letang in a huge spot in the playoffs to actually surmount his absence, albeit for a short period of time. Well, no, I'm sorry, for the whole time. What am I saying? I'm thinking of the 2016 playoffs when I say that. My point is, this team needs their top six defensemen to be healthy and ready to go once the postseason starts, or I do think they're vulnerable. The numbers about giving up a lot of goals when Marino's been out, they're valid. I buy that from you. I think that's legit. And the Jack Johnson pylon gets a little bit old, but he's not a very good hockey player. He's somebody that is best as your fifth or sixth defenseman. He's not playing a lot of minutes. He's not getting exposed to the other team's top two lines very often. You're sheltering him in there, and you're telling him to do one very specific thing, and that's it.
And when there are injuries, he goes up and plays.
He can't play top minutes. He can't play top minutes with your best defenseman.
Okay, so then here's my question: why not put somebody else with Letang for now?
If you're
telling me that Johnson is a third pair defenseman, then give somebody else a chance to play with Chris Letang. If it's self evident to everybody, if it's not worth criticizing Jack Johnson because we know what he is and we know what he isn't, can we at least see if somebody else would fail?
I mean, Riekel is a left shot, but as you said, they just decided they don't seem to care much for him, which is weird. Wouldn't you at least be more interested in seeing him play with Letang?
But not even him. I hear Penguins media all the time say, like when Pedersen signed his extension, you know, he kind of has a little bit of Dumoulin in his game. Mm-hmm. If he's gonna grow and develop as a defenseman, he's kind of going to have a Brian Dumoulin-like career. He's not going to be a point getter. He's going to be an all-around defenseman who plays with a high hockey IQ, helps maybe more of a puck-moving offensive-minded defenseman, and that's his role. Okay, well, then let him play with Letang. If that's what he projects as, then send him up there now. Let him play. Not that he's earned it, not that he's played well with Schultz.
But you're trying because what you've seen does not work.
Yes. Jack Johnson is what, 32, 33 years old? We know what he is.
The other thing about this, what you're saying here, this hypothesis or this suggestion that makes sense to me is I just got done saying we know that with the current patchwork pairs they've been going with, it's not working, right? And that in the playoffs, you might have a situation arise where a guy gets hurt and you've got to, even for one game, right? Like Letang's suspension game and Daly had to pick up huge minutes a couple of years ago. You might have that situation. Wouldn't you want to have a better feel for what you might be able to go to when the chips are down like
that? Yeah, if for some reason Dumoulin has a setback or can't play.
No, just like if somebody gets hurt in the postseason and Dumoulin misses like a game or two with something that keeps him out, wouldn't you want to know that maybe Pedersen and Letang works pretty well?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or Riekela? Just anybody. Right now, your best defenseman is being saddled with a guy who has only proven that he can play solid hockey with one other person here, John Marino. That's been Jack Johnson's best partner. And with him out, I think you hide Jack Johnson as best you can and figure out what else works in the four guys that are up there in the two pairings before him.
We're talking about a short-term issue for the Penguins because Dumoulin will eventually play. But I'd also like to get points on this road trip.
You win your next two games, I don't think you're worried about Columbus.
And not have three defensive pairs that are all question marks.
I agree. I don't think that if they had started panicking or you had heard a lot of consternation out of that room last night that would have been an appropriate response. But I don't think you can just completely rule out the fact that they are scuffling right now as irrelevant. Right? I don't think they're also going to miss the playoffs. That would take a real calamity. You lose two more in a row and you've lost six straight, then we might start talking. I still think they're in fine position, but they can't just treat this like no big deal. There are things to be worked out here. I guess that would be my point. Penguins are fine. Have things to work on. Take them serious.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.